Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way, Lord. We're asking you with this ministry be something that you are pleased with, something that's acceptable in your sight, Lord, and something that will help individuals all over this land and country. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I am going to read Psalm 104. 1-5, and it reads, Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord, my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels, spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. I have read to you Psalm 104, 1-5. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest today. My guest is an artist. She's worked closely with several artists, including Miss Kelly Price. She's with the current record label, and she is just a phenomenal person. And we're going to hear about all of her musical endeavors and things of that nature. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Keisha J. Miss Keisha, are you on the line?
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good, I'm well, I'm blessed.
Great, great, great. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your musical journey?
Not at all.
All right. First of all, how did you get started in the music industry?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got started when I was about 14, 15 years old in a music group. And, my brother was putting a group together, and at the time it was secular music. And even I had to audition. So even I had to audition. We all have a pass, okay? So I had to audition for my brother's group. And, a few years later, we ended up changing management. And around that time is when my group started thinking more about the gospel scene. And we met Miss Kathy Houston, and Jeff Majors, and Kelly Price at that time. So, yeah, I've been in the industry for quite some time. Yeah, because I'm not 14, 15 years old anymore.
Right. Okay, great. Now, you said that you worked alongside with Kelly Price. So can you tell us about that amazing experience?
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing. We started, when I met her, it was at the time that I was recording 9 televised programs with Jeff Majors. I was a background singer for him at the time on his Sacred Chapter 6 album. And we were shooting one of the episodes, and we were singing background with her. And as she was singing, I could not stay focused on my part. It was just like her voice was so amazing, and she was really great as well. She has a very beautiful spirit. So it was wonderful, very wonderful.
Okay, that's good. Now, what are some of your short-term and long-term goals in the industry of music?
Well, I would say short term, I just want to make people self-aware about the love of Christ. That's my short-term goal. That's what we're trying to accomplish right now. But my long-term goal, I would love to bring people to repentance and, through the love of Christ so that they could also be Christians as well. And that's not going to, you know, you can't build Rome in a day, you know. So that's something
right.
that I pray that God will use me for. And over time with my music, that maybe people will begin to follow it and really listen to my lyrics, not just to the beautiful melody and the sounds of the track, but to actually hear that I'm actually, you know, spreading truth. I'm ministering through my music. And that would just be beautiful, you know, to just make it to heaven and hear God say, well done. You know, so that
yes.
is my long-term goal, yes.
Wow, that's a good long-term goal, I tell you. That's real good. Okay. Now, can you tell listeners a little bit about your song, I Won't Complain, and the history of it?
Okay, well, it's, I Won't Complain is basically, it's what I just said, you know. It's just basically about saying you can't do it on your own, you know. You try to do it on your own, and then you finally hit a brick wall and realize, I just can't do it without God. And so I'm basically saying I will not complain about the small things when I don't get my way, when things don't go as planned, because I have to learn that it's God's will, you know. Whatever he wants for me is best for me. And so that's mainly I won't complain. And we all come to that term somewhere in our life that we just can't do it by ourselves. And when we realize that God is the author of everything, you know, he is our Father and he has created all things, when we submit to him, then we will understand why things are the way that they are. So, yeah, that's where that came from.
Oh, well, that's great. And speaking of the song I Won't Complain, I'm going to play it, if you don't mind, and then we will continue with our interview.
Sure.
Okay.
How selfish I can be. You are so precious to me, and I take you for granted, even for the little things. And I'm sorry, I just wanna love you. You are my forever. I know that you heard it all before. Gotta prove to you I'm what you're looking for.
I promise to love, I promise not to leave. I don't wanna lie no more, just wanna seek you more. I won't complain, even when I'm not getting my way. Just promise me that you won't turn me away. I see your face.
Surrender to you, Lord. I understand just what you want. Your voice I try to carry in my heart. I try to do what's right by you, so you can see it is you I want.
I just wanna trust you.
You are my forever.
I know that you heard it all before.
Gotta prove to you I'm what you're looking for.
Promise me that you won't.
Wow, that was an amazing song. That was I Won't Complain by Miss Keisha J. Miss Keisha J, that was an excellent song. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.
We were
okay.
Over here jamming. We were listening to the song and just jamming with you.
I was too. Great. Okay. Now,
yes.
Mr. AJ Sterling signed you on with his awesome record label, The Blood Club. Can you tell the listeners a few things that record labels are looking for as music is concerned?
Okay. Well, that's a big question because you have the independent you know, record label that I'm signed to, and then you have the industry's record labels, and this is a war between the world and having your own mind. So when
That's
we're
right.
talking about record labels in general, oh my goodness, I've done that before. I've done it, and it wasn't for me because it puts your morals, it takes away your morals. You know, it makes you, I hate to say it, sell your soul. But that's basically it. You know, these are people that are in charge of the way you think, the way you dress, the way everything. You have no control. And at the end of the day, everything that you stood for is pretty much out the window. So anybody who wants to go that route, who am I to judge? But take it from me. I've tried it, and it wasn't for me. Because when God called me, calling me for a higher purpose. And so when I met AJ Sterling, and he talked to me about the Blood Club, being an independent label, he was telling me, look, you can think for yourself. You can have your project be what you want your project to be. We will not tamper with that. And it's because the Blood Club is all about Christian music anyway, the Blood Club. We're talking about the blood of Christ here. This
That's
was
right.
allowing me to be a, you know, a Christian in this music industry and not have to worry about my morals being tampered with. So as far as the Blood Club, I think what we're looking for, you know, we're looking for artists that are Christians, people that want to inspire others and, you know, be a light in the dark. You know what I mean? So if anybody that is about Christian music and about love and about spreading the gospel and doing it in a today's fat, you know, a way where the music is faster, you know, everything is faster paced. That's what the Blood Club represents, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
And that's good. And let me ask you this because someone just inboxed me. Okay, so even with the Blood Club, do they take Christian rappers?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. And we take rock groups as well, you know. So it's like it's a rainbow. I mean, isn't that what God people look like anyway? You know, it's
that's right.
no restrictions. It's about people of God that love God, that just want to be a light in the darkness and bring people to truth.
That's right. That's good. Okay. Okay, great. And I want to say for Mr. Sterling, he's very professional. He's a people person. And, I mean, I would recommend this particular record label to anyone, actually. Okay.
Yes.
That's
yes.
good. Okay. Now, so you're getting ready to go on tour, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Tell us about the Pacific cities and states that you're going to target.
Okay. Well, I can't really get into that all, you know, all of that right now. We're still working out the details, but one of the shows that I can tell you about as of now is going to be July 19th, and we're going to be starting in New York City, and it's called On the Greens Music Festival. And so, yeah, it's going to be at Arthur Mackey Park at 10 a.m., so I'm very excited about that. But, yeah, we'll keep you guys posted. We'll definitely keep you posted as we go.
Okay, great. And congratulations on that as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Can you tell listeners about your mix between hip-hop and gospel music and how are you able to interchange the two?
Okay. Well, growing up in a musical family, you know, I started out listening to hip-hop, and I started out listening to R&B, and those things inspired me. But when God called me, the only thing that really changed was my lyrics. So, you know, I have a lot of fun because actually it's about what I love mixed with who I love, and it just is a beautiful blend. You know, as long as it could be rock music, it doesn't matter what the sound is. It's mainly about what you're saying. So that's what I live by, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Now, Is there anything else you would like to tell listeners that was not mentioned in this interview?
Sure. I want to first say the first show again that's coming up, just to remind the listeners that it's going to be on the Greens Music Festival at Arthur Mackey Park. It's July 19th, so come on out. It's in New York City. If you live in New York or know anyone that lives in New York, and it starts at 10 a.m. And don't forget www.thebloodclub.us. And we want you guys to be a part of it. We want everybody to come out and show love and come to the site. If you are part of the Blood of Christ, please be a part of this movement. Again, it's www.thebloodclub.us.
Great, and you kind of answered my next question, which is, now how can individuals contact you, or do you want us to go through the Blood Club?
Well, yeah, you just go to the site, again, www.bloodclub.us. You go to the site, and they pretty much ask you for your name, and they have, like, a drop box where you can kind of just put, like, a quote or a statement or anything like that. So anybody who's interested in what we're doing, they can come, put their name in, put their phone number in, I believe your email, and they just, hey, my name is so-and-so-and-so, and we're interested X, Y, and Z, and we'll get it. We get it right here firsthand.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Keisha, for sharing your time with the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. I wish you and your family the best of luck as well as your music journey, and please stay in touch.
Yes, thank you, Elfrida. This was a blessing. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Keisha J., and be sure to look up her CD, which is I Won't Complain. It's a phenomenal song, as you heard online just a while ago. And also check out The Blood Club, because that's a very professional record label, and it's independent, as she said, and there are a lot of advantages to that in which you can be your own person in the Lord, which is good. And so be sure to look out for that. I have a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The Spiritual Guide to Go is online, and it's at different bookstores at follis.com. That's FOYLES.com or bookworld.com, BOOKWHIRL.com, or amazon.com, or amazonuk.com, or barnesandnobles.com, if I haven't already said that. So be sure to check out the Spiritual Guide to Go. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, authors, actress, actors, any positive community leaders, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Make sure that you are praying for at least, okay, make sure you're praying for at least 120 individuals. If you have to put every individual, if you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. As far as the CWC, Connecting with Christ, that is moving right along very strong. We have different individuals from the Chicago area and all around the world who are investing their time and investing their time and going out speaking to different community leaders and speaking to different individuals trying to win those souls back to Christ. As you do know, we are starting class every Monday, and the classes will be focused on spiritual conviction, and we are going to focus on different cognitive things as well as conceptualize different ideas that go through our mind when we're trying to make the right decision. In addition to that, continue to pray for individuals. Pray for the Tanner family, amen. Pray for any type of bereavement that's going on. Pray for yourself. Pray for careers. Pray for just being in the circle with more people who love the Lord just as you do. And just continue to pray, and God is going to bless. We have to prepare people for the coming of Christ. And as I said before, it's nothing to be, you know, scared of, but we all have to stand before Christ, and we all have to be right. Our hearts have to be right. Our minds have to be right. And one thing that the Lord requires is that we be alive and well, which means that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. If you're still alive, amen, you should be praising the Lord. People should know that you are alive. And so that's really what we need to focus on. In addition to that, as I said before, you can connect with me on Facebook. I have some more artists who will come on the ministry. I have some authors, I have some writers, I have some ministers, I have some a lot of people who's coming. Speaking of different events that's going on, there's a church called New Deliverance in Waco, Texas, and it is at 1400 North 15th Street, where the Reverend Stanley Adams is pastor, and he asked that I would make this announcement. On July the 12th at 9 o'clock, they're having a woman's conference, and this is at Reverend Stanley Adams Church at New Deliverance. I'm getting excited. 1400 North 15th Street. It starts at 9 o'clock. Registration is $15. Then on the 25th, they're having a musical appreciation service for their musician, and this will be at 6:30 on July 25th. So please come out. Everyone is invited. As I said before, you know, just continue to support each other. Continue to just pray, because there are a lot of things going on. Continue to hold fast to what the Lord has promised you. He will deliver. And just continue to be vessels for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've had a song on here for several days, and I wanted to play it, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play it during my next ministry segment. So without further ado, I would like to tell you, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Watch my Facebook pages. I will update you. I wish you the best with the 4th of July. Stay safe. And I will see you sometime this week. Take care. Goodbye, everybody.